Good afternoon, cell group, and welcome back to our consideration of last Sunday's Gospel from John chapter 12, verses 20 to 33. This is a very significant piece that the Church has on this, the fifth Sunday of Lent. It's a piece that marks the transition from John's Gospel, the Book of Signs, the first, nine chapters, to the Book of Glory. And you'll hear glory mentioned throughout this reading. And that's the glory that Jesus sees of fully revealing the nature of God. In other words, the glory of God, the truth about God, God's great love for us. So in John's Gospel, this passion and death and resurrection, all of it shows the glory of God. So let's look at the text then, and just from a cursory reading of it, you can see that there's two big movements in it. The first bit is about the Greeks coming and disciples gathering, and the second part is about how glory will come to those who are truly disciples, say from verse 27 onwards. That'll be the second part of it. So more about the text then. Among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. These could have been, or probably were, Greek speakers, Greek people. The Greek culture was very strong in the East. Wouldn't necessarily have to be from the country of Greece. But their culture was Greek, and they were curious about Judaism, and perhaps they were even wanting to become Jewish. So they would have gone up for this festival, which was the festival of Passover. So these approached Philip, and you can see a resonance here with the first chapter of John, how one apostle goes to another, and one tells the other, and two of them come back to Jesus then. And Jesus tells them, now the hour has come. Now this wouldn't be a segment of 60 minutes. This would be a moment, a significant moment of glory. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. And then this great teaching, I tell you most solemnly, unless a wheat grain falls in the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain. There's a huge meditation here on the death of Christ, the mission of Christ, giving himself up, serving, sacrificing himself, single grain. If it dies, it yields a rich harvest. So therefore, anyone who loves his life loses it. Anyone who hates his life in this world will keep it for the eternal life. Now that word hate maybe isn't so accurate. Anyone who prefers looking after himself, anyone who prefers the easy way, anyone who prefers not getting engaged, not giving himself or herself, then you're not going to find life. You'll lose it. So this is the great teaching of Jesus here. If a man or a woman serves me, he must follow me. Wherever I am, my servant will be there too. If a man serves me, he must follow me. So following Jesus means not just understanding what he wants, but doing what he did. Walking the walk, as they say. And giving ourselves as Jesus give himself. I always think of the words in the Eucharist, this is my body given up for you, and that should be the way of our lives. This is my person, this is my life given up for you. And now my soul is troubled, what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. This is resonances with the prayer in Gethsemane. But it's John depicting Jesus as having risen already nearly, you know, and he's troubled about this decision about giving his life. He knows that it's going to mean death for him, and he's troubled. Save me from this hour. Again, resonances with the prayer in Gethsemane. But it's for this very reason that I've come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. So again, the glory of God shown by Jesus' obedience, the true nature of God, to glorify your name. A voice came from heaven, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. This voice from heaven is again resonant with the voice from heaven reminds us of the voice at the Transfiguration event, when it was a voice for others. They heard the voice. And it's a voice that reassures the listeners that this is his son. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. And then Jesus says in verse 30, it was not for my sake that the voice came, but for yours. He is indeed reassured that his Father loves him and this is his Father's will. But others around will need to know this. Now sentence has been passed in this world. The Greek word for judgment is crisis. K-R-I-S-I-S. And it's a critical event triggering a choice. So this great event will trigger a choice whether people believe in Jesus, follow him, or don't. And that's the sentence. Now the prince of this world is to be overthrown. Almost just worked in there. We know that Mark had a lot of confrontation with the devil. But here John includes that. Now the prince of this world is to be overthrown. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I shall draw all men to myself. And that lifting up, two meanings again, resurrection, or lifting up, being nailed to the cross. Lifted up from the earth, I shall draw all men to myself. And by these words, he indicated the kind of death he would die. So lots of references to discipleship, to his passion, death, and resurrection. All beautifully contained in this great reading that we had on Sunday. So some questions for your consideration. The grain of wheat reminds us of a truth that any parent can testify to, namely that it is in dying to ourselves that we can give life to others. We will never be of benefit to others if we remain wrapped up in ourselves. In what ways has your dying to yourself brought life to another? How has the generous giving of another brought life to you? Another one, sometimes our emotions rebel at the thought of what lies ahead, and we feel like praying to the Father, save me from this hour. Then a realization may come for you as a parent, as a teacher, a spouse, a friend. No, it was for this reason that I've come to this hour. Recall times when you have accepted pain or hassle and have been the source of life for others doing so. So God bless you and your thoughts together and your time spent on God's word as we approach this holy time of Easter at the end of this season of Lent.